Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
An Erio's original.
I was born with a special gift. The ability to mentally transform any situation into the worst-case scenario. In my own brain. My therapist calls my gift catastrophizing. And that's why I'm uniquely qualified to scrutinize and analyze history's greatest disasters and find out who's to blame. They say history repeats itself. Not on my watch. My name is Rebecca Delgado Smith, and I am the Alarmist.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into The Alarmist, a comedy podcast where we talk about history's greatest tragedies and figure out who's to blame. Today we're discussing Mariah Carey's disastrous 2016 New Year's Eve performance. Here's what you need to know. International music superstar Mariah Carey was born in Huntington, New York on March 27, 1970. Her father was an aeronautical engineer of African-American and Venezuelan descent, and her mother was a voice coach and opera singer from an Irish background. Growing up in the 70s, at a time when interracial marriages had only recently stopped being illegal, Carey and her two siblings were bullied for being mixed race. Yet despite much adversity, Carey was resolute in pursuing a singing career. At the age of 18, Carey met Tommy Mottola, the then president of Sony Music, at an industry party and showed him her demo. Mottola signed her immediately to the label. Carey hit number one in the US charts with her first single, Vision of Love, from her debut album, Mariah Carey. Shortly after, she won two Grammys for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance and Best New Artist. But her follow-up album, Emotions, didn't sell as well. Critics accused her of being a studio worm or a singer who only sounds good on record. Carey swiftly shut down those rumors with her vocally stunning MTV Unplugged performance of an acoustic cover of I'll Be There. Later, her single Dream Lover from her 1993 album Music Box stayed at number one for 2 months. The next year, in December 1994, she released her biggest international hit to date, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Her career took a dip after her 2001 film based on her life, Glitter, was panned by audiences and critics alike. But the pendulum swung back in her favor with her 2005 opus, We Belong Together, which became her 16th U.S. number one chart topper. And in 2009, Carey received much acclaim for her performance in Lee Daniels' Oscar-winning film, Precious. With a career that spanned over 30 years and countless number one hits, Mariah Carey has had her share of ups and downs, and her career has not gone unscathed. She, like similarly successful women in the male-dominated music industry, has been labeled a diva, from rumors that she refused to enter her limo outside a hotel until they rolled out a red carpet lined with candles, to accounts that she forced her employees to walk backwards in front of her so that she wouldn't fall over, the gossip surrounding Carrie has been ruthless. But Carrie always denied these allegations, stating, quote, "I'm baffled, shocked, and appalled when I'm called a diva. I've never done anything diva-ish in my life." But who was telling the truth? Only time would tell. And that time was New Year's Eve 2016. Americans had just gone through a traumatic U.S. presidential election that left a real estate mogul turned reality star with no political experience as head of state. It had been a rough year, and many swore nothing else could surprise them. That was until Mariah Carey took the stage in front of over 1 million people in Times Square as the headliner for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, hosted by Ryan Seacrest. Performing live on ABC, Carey had just finished Auld Lang Syne when things began to spiral out of control. Quote, "We can't hear," she said in the opening seconds of Emotions after she sashayed down the stage. Carey told the audience that there had not been a proper sound check, then said, "We'll just sing," perhaps either forgetting her lyrics or taken by surprise by an incorrect lip-syncing track. She went on to try to hit some of the notes, but immediately stopped herself.
"We didn't have a check for this song, so we'll just say, it went to number one, and that's what it is. Okay. Feels like a..."
Quote, "We're missing some of the vocals, but it is what it is."
Okay.
Let the audience sing. As her backup dancers continued with their choreography, ABC quickly cut to shots of the Times Square crowd as Carey paced on stage. She continued to talk seemingly to producers behind the camera or stagehands, suggesting fixes. At one point, in an effort to defend herself, she said, "I'm trying to be a good sport here." When the number ended, the baffled crowd cheered her on. "That was amazing," she said. Without any time to recover from the disastrous performance, the track for We Belong Together came on, and the dancers continued with the planned costume change as if nothing was wrong. Carey seemed to recover at first, singing the first verse to her chart-topping hit, but there appeared to be another malfunction, and Carey again stopped singing. This time, the pre-recorded number kept playing. Trying to shrug it off, she said, quote, "It just don't get any better." Then, after what felt like an eternal slow-motion train wreck, Carey turned around and left the stage. Fun facts, aka death stats. Throughout her career, Carey has won 5 Grammy Awards, 19 World Music Awards, and 21 Billboard Music Awards. Carey's appearance was marred by technical difficulties as the singer notably went along with her planned choreography but made little effort to sing during her 6-minute set. With us today, we have producer Clayton Early.
Hello.
Fact checker Chris Smith.
Hi.
And our very special guest today is actor, host, fellow podcaster, Chelsea Phillips Reed. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting.
We're so excited to have you as well. Chelsea is the host of the Magic Mike Live in Las Vegas. They also have an upcoming show, that Finding Magic Mike, which will be coming out on HBO Max. And she is the co-host of the Side Hustle podcast. We've had your co-host Sarah Lowe on the show before. And now we're so excited to have you on.
Well, thanks. I know. I was so, so excited when Sarah was on, and also jealous. So then I was so glad when you guys asked me to.
Chelsea, before I ask you, you know, what's alarming you these days, I just want to talk about a little bit about Magic Mike. Can you tell our listeners, you know, about the new show that's coming out and a very special milestone you just celebrated?
Yeah, absolutely. So I always say Magic Mike Live is so much more and different and better than what you like think, because I think instantly you think of like weird humping. And like,
that yeah, sounds great to me, actually.
Yeah, I'm good with just the weird humping. That's still good. Yeah.
You're saying it's
you
better?
Tell me, Chris. Wow. What do you think, Chris? Do you like to watch weird men humping?
Do I like it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it depends on the context.
Sorry, Chelsea, please.
No, continue. So this, I mean, Magic Mike Live is Channing Tatum's baby. It's conceived, directed by him. So it's this incredible kind of like love letter to women that the show is really designed to make you feel safe and welcomed and seen. And the guys aren't strippers. They're the most incredible professional actor, dancer, acrobats. They do everything. And then the cool thing is there's also a female host. So I always love that. Kind of function as like the big sister to the audience, that I'm there to kind of be like, hey, I'm doing this with you. There's no wrong way to experience the show. You can laugh, you can scream, you can be like, you can do anything. And it's great. And we just celebrated 100 shows reopened after the apocalypse. So.
Wow.
Amazing. It's good to, you know, good to hear that people are ready to get back to humping.
Well, that was a really good pitch, I thought.
I agree. I'm much more intrigued by this experience now.
Now I want to go see it.
Well, I really hope you will, because I tell everyone, like, literally everyone experiences the show and is like, oh my God, I loved it. My grandma's 95 and is like a sweet Southern woman. And she went, that is the best play I have ever seen.
Play. She called it a play. I love it.
I heard it here first. Grandma Janet loved it.
Forget Tennessee Williams. That is just, that's where it's at. Magic.
Channing Tatum is the new Tennessee Williams of our time.
I mean, that's accurate. Yes.
So, Chelsea, we like to start off our show by asking our guests, what is something that is recently alarming you? What is something that's keeping you up at night?
Oh my God. Everything keeps me up at night. Jessica, oh, really? You know this, like the first time we ever talked, I was telling you how I feel like I'm very murderable, like people would like to murder me. Because listen, I have a zest for life. I light up a room with my smile. Look at my teeth. Like I just, yeah.
So people want to kill that smile. Happy. You're yeah. just so good.
It's just, no, that's people awful. Would just be like, yeah, I want to murder her. What's keeping me up right now? Oh, Jesus. Everything.
America. Not be, you know, trying to stay alive, I guess.
Yeah, just constantly locking my doors and then like surprising the back seat by turning around suddenly to be like, ha 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 ha. Yeah.
And it works.
The thing that's keeping me up now is we just recently had a leak in our house that was undetected. Mm. Black mold.
Oh.
How long was it leaking?
It was the water main. So we actually got a letter from the water district being like, you've got a leak. And we're like, you're liars. We don't have a leak. And then finally we found it. And it was like under the ground. It's insidious mold.
And you were paying for that water, right? You were paying for that leaky water?
Yeah. And it's Vegas. So like water.
Bummer.
Yeah, it's okay. Oh, we got it fixed.
And the mold is out?
Yeah, there's no mold, but the plumber was like, oh, if you would like let this go longer, like it could just take over your house.
Oh, Jesus.
Can you imagine that all of a sudden the mold is just like, get on out. I live here
We're
now.
Moving in.
Yeah. Even that mold is trying to murder you.
It's true. Listen. It met me and it's like, this bitch. I'm ready.
Too happy. Smile too bright. You need to bring her down.
Chelsea, you have to just like lower down a few notches your zest for life. It's just too much.
I thought you were going to say my volume because I kind of feel a low scream all the time. Like, I think I'm talking normally, but they're like, why are you yelling? I'm like, this is how I talk. Yeah, no, so much zest. It's too much.
I think you should keep it the same or turn it up.
Dial it up. I'd say dial it up.
Oh, you guys, these are my people. Life. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just worried about your survival. You know what I mean? But, you know,
Rebecca, she's got a whole posse of Magic Mike dancers who will protect her.
Right? Yes. They'll dance fight.
Exactly.
Speaking of dancers, I heard, and this is a perfect segue into this episode, that you, one of the dancers on Magic Mike was one of the original Mariah Carey 2016 New Year's Eve disaster performance dancers.
Disaster dancer. Yeah. I immediately was like, oh no, I know too much.
Have you talked to that dancer about this?
I actually have.
And?
I mean, okay. So he was.
What can you tell us? What can
Give
you tell us?
Us? The tea.
I mean, listen, I'm going to spill that tea. So he's lovely and like very diplomatic. But I think the truth of the matter is that maybe she didn't attend all rehearsals.
Wow. Okay.
I cannot get in a fight with Mariah Carey right now.
This is going to shade this entire episode because now we know that.
I think it would be great to pit Chelsea against Mariah Carey in some sort of feud because it would be great for raise the profile of Magic Mike, the show.
Totally.
She's down. Chelsea's down.
I mean, we need it.
You didn't have to even finish your sentence.
But you host a show. Confrontation, and I'd like just immediately cry and be like.
Well, that would make you really likable. People would be like,
America's sweetheart. Another title I'm waiting for. Yes.
But I think that's a good idea to start putting on the board, which is just a missing rehearsals.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm just going to put it up.
Let's just put that up.
Missing rehearsals.
Missing rehearsals.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys know that I also have met Mariah Carey?
No.
Tell us.
Guys, literally, when I read that this is what we were covering, I was like, Wow. Ryan Carey and I
they are
like
star
cross lovers.
Okay.
Years ago, I was in a Sephora with my girlfriend in Las Vegas, and this woman walked up to us and was like, "You guys seem fun." And I was like, "Not today. I can't get murdered, please." No. And she was like, "I'm a producer with the Ellen Show." And I was like, "Wow." And she was like, "Listen, we have like a really special thing planned, but we need like just regular people." And I was like, "Wrong person." And she was like, "So will you come with us to like our suite?" Which is crazy now in retrospect because I'm always-
That sounds scary.
Yeah.
I come to our suite.
Yes. I didn't ask for any kind of like verification. Like, can I see an ID? Right. I was just like, "You've got a van and candy?" Yeah. So we went to the suite. And then we saw cameras and I was like, legit. That was like my litmus test of like, sure. I was like, "Oh, they've got cameras? This is definitely a TV show." And Mariah Carey was announcing her residency at Caesars. Mm-hmm. So then she came out dressed like a French maid and was like, "Will you come see me sing at Caesars?" And we were like, "Yeah." And then she pushed me.
Why'd she push you? She trying to kill you?
It was a hug. But it was a Mariah Carey hug.
And
so she kind of held your body hard against her hard boobs.
Did she get the way your hands are there? Did she go under your arm?
Yeah, she did like a scoop.
A scoop.
Oh, God. Okay.
And then like a hard boob. And then
hard
like a
boob.
Oh my God.
Why was she hugging strangers?
Because like we were her number one fans.
Oh.
Because like the whole like gimmick was like these regular fans got surprised by Mariah Carey and now. And then we were given tickets to our show and we got to like go to the Ellen Show too.
I love that descriptor, regular. You're just a regular human.
Just a regular human. Look,
little did they know.
These murderable, these extremely murderable humans.
And also like just so willing to go with a stranger to their hotel. It's like the beginning of like a Dateline special. Like,
yeah, you will be murdered first.
For sure.
Yeah.
Here's my question. If you had been like, "Can I see some identification?" And they just showed you like any old badge, would you have believed the badge?
Right.
Oh, if it was laminated.
Or would you have like really scrutinized the badge?
Oh, I would have gone. At that point, I was just like so sold. I was like, TV?
I'm the same. I'd walk right into that murder too if it really was a trap.
Yeah.
I'm just so curious. So what was she like in person other than, you know, aggressive with her hugging?
I mean, she was kind of like you would think. Like she didn't really look at you. She looked like above you. I'm demonstrating on the camera. And I have a theory though. It's a very scientific theory about super, super famous people. I feel like when you have achieved that level of like fame, you are surrounded by people that just want to keep you happy all the time. So you have zero accountability ever. And so then you just become like you are not a regular human.
You are irregular.
You are this irregular.
Right.
Yeah. You can't function in society anymore.
Wow.
You hard hug. That's number
and
one.
You throw people around and you don't have to care.
And if you can't hear the music, you stop a show and just talk to the audience and tell them that you can't hear the music.
Yeah, exactly. And
like, I think you could draw a direct line to that.
Yeah,
exactly. I think that's it. And you say you're a good sport and you're like, Mariah, you haven't played a sport. You don't know. I don't know.
Well, about it is.
We should get into it, but I just want to, like, I guess maybe just to kick it off, like that, watching that video and her getting upset. Like part of me is just like, I wonder if she was like, oh, I'm not liking how I sound, or I'm not happy with one little thing. So like, I'm just totally entitled to like shut it down and stop. Because I feel like as a performer, I would like, the show must go on. But she was like, I don't care.
Well, let's dive in, because there's a lot to discuss. And you're like, oh, it's a, you know, 6-minute performance that, you know, went wrong. Like what could we possibly talk about for an hour? There's so much. Mm. And let's start with rehearsals. So apparently there were these rushed rehearsals where, this is according to Vulture, where Carrie's rep is adamant that the singer rehearsed for several hours the night before and earlier that day. An insider that worked on the show, possibly this dancer, says that Carrie skipped practice and used a body double to hold her place during rehearsal earlier that day. This is according to Entertainment Weekly. Carrie's manager, Stella Bolotnikov, not only did she not ditch rehearsal, we got to Times Square at 2:30. They weren't ready for her until 3:20.
She waited 50 minutes?
Hasn't she covered enough? Oh my God.
She goes on. We waited around for their stage manager. We had the stage from 3:20 to 3:50. She had a dance stand-in for the musical number. She sat on the side of the stage with her ear pack and her in-ears and her microphone to make sure she could do the sound check. The most important thing to her was the sound. The sound was coming in choppy. She was assured it would work better that evening. This is according to Hollywood Reporter. Another source told Billboard she didn't have the kind of time that she usually gets for her, quote, Mariah-ness.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mariah-ness. So,
sounds like she just skipped rehearsal. Sounds like this is an accurate account. You know, she's going to deny that, you know, that was an issue, but it feels like she just put someone in her place and she watched from the sidelines because she didn't feel like going on stage.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it sounds like. And like saying that she watched from the sidelines, that's not a rehearsal.
Because her...
That is not a rehearsal.
No, I've done a rehearsal before.
I'd love to watch my own rehearsals.
That's like a rehearsal if you're for the audience, like you're rehearsing to be in the audience. But I also think like, okay, so at what point do you really have to kind of, I'm a big proponent of always getting up there and doing it and blocking through it, walking through it. But like, you know, these people, they reach a certain level. They feel like they don't have to. But I mean, she is Mariah Carey. It's like, if basically I'm saying like, if you skip rehearsal, you better not fuck up during the performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is obvious to say.
And that's a big, it's like, it's the New Year's Eve show. Like you feel like, I would assume as a person who is a performer and has like some level of perfectionism or, you know, like understands like that you'd kind of put in a little more effort for that gig.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
One would think, but she has been doing it at this point since, you know, the early 90s. So she's coming up on, not to say this is an excuse, but it's like 30 years. And it's not like Emotions is, it was her number one, her first single.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? She's been singing it for almost 25 years.
So are you saying that?
She could probably sing it in her sleep.
Yeah, right, totally.
You know? Now, I want to put something up on the board that might, you know, color this. Fatigue. So in October 2020, the mom of two reflected on the incident during a chat with Trevor Nelson on his BBC Radio 2 show, Rhythm Nation. Looking back at the ordeal, Mariah says her fatigue clouded her ability to sing live that night as she hid out at music... as she hit out at music label producers for pushing musicians instead of listening to them. This is according to Hollywood Reporter. According to her then manager, Stella Balaknikov. I'll say that right at some point. Mariah Carey had to cut her vacation in Aspen short in order to do the show.
Oh my God, no.
And performing was a favor to Dick Clark Productions. Balaknikov said that the producer Mark Schimmel's direct request was, quote, "I'm begging you to do this. America needs this moment after Donald Trump."
Oh, looks like that. You got somebody else to put up on the board.
Yes.
What do you think, Clayton? Clayton, okay, just so everyone knows, we signed on before even Chelsea was on. He's like, I'm going to put Donald Trump on the board.
I was clarifying. I was like, is this like New Year's Eve going into 2017 or going into 2016 before mm-hmm. Trump? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I remember what the world was like after that election, and I could imagine that it might have been messing with her psyche too.
Mm. Mm. We all needed an Aspen vacation.
Mm-hmm. We needed like 10 years in Aspen. We still need that.
We're still there, actually.
Yeah. I'm actually calling you guys from Aspen. But wait, I have a quick question, because they said like in her in-ears, the sound was choppy. But like, I feel like she, if she was really there, would have insisted that they fix it then. Why would you just take their word for it that it will be fixed? That's too like ambiguous.
Chelsea, that is such a perfect transition mm-hmm. into the next thing I want to put up on the board. technical difficulties. And let's discuss, you know, as someone who, I'm assuming you do use in-ears. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, I have in the past. We don't use them in Magic Mike, but yeah, I've used them.
Okay.
What are they? They're like a...
Yeah, explain.
It plays
to
the track
listeners.
For you, right? So you can hear the pitch and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So it plays the track. It plays your vocals. It makes you feel discombobulated because it's like you don't have any ambient sound. So you can't hear like the crowd or like literally someone could be next to you and be like, watch out. So that's why you also see insider tip. A lot of artists just wear one because then like, then you can hear like people in your other ear. Yeah. So she, but again, like it's something that everyone uses, especially like singers. So if it was like crappy or not working, it seems like it would be an easy fix to be like, get her a new pack.
Okay.
It's important too. I mean, we have a Harvard Sailing Team in the past. We did like a weird musical moment for like a year or two. And there were some times where I remember the speakers were not placed properly in certain venues and they were in front of us and you could not hear it. And so we couldn't figure out what the pitch was. Like you have to be able to know what the sound is. It's so important.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And like, we're not talking about like a community theater production of New Year's Rack and Eve. Like this is like, they have like all the money in the land.
Exactly.
Wait, so I'm sorry. I don't quite understand. When you say it plays your vocal track back to you, is it you hear your own voice as you're singing or is it you hear a recording of your own voice and you try and match it?
No. You hear your own voice in real time, like singing into it.
As you're singing. Okay. So it's like monitors in front of a stage, but in your ear.
It's exactly a monitor in your ear.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. So this is according to Billboard, and Billboard has spoken with multiple sources involved with the show. And one indisputable fact is that there was an issue with Carey's in-ears. According to two insiders, the audio feed was set to the wrong frequency. Mm. Both sources say the fault was on Carey's tech team, which seems to support repeated claims by Dick Clark Productions that all was functioning properly on the show production end. Then Entertainment Weekly says, Carey's manager, again, Stella Balaknikov, God,
you're getting better.
Thanks. She did an interview with Ryan Seacrest at about 10:35 p.m. where her in-ears were very choppy. So she said that they were choppy at 3:20 when she finally got on stage to her rehearsal, right? But she also did an interview at 10:35 p.m. getting much closer to showtime, and she said that they were still choppy. Okay. Hmm. It goes on.
Same in-ears. Weird. Yeah.
We then went to producer Mark Schimmel's assigned talent executive to Mariah and said, her in-ears do not work. It's choppy. We need new ears for the performance. She said, those are not the ears she'll be working with for the performance. The ears she'll be working with are in the trailer. Mm. Okay. We went to the trailer at 10:45. So apparently the in-ears that she was going to be using were in her trailer. She goes at 10:45. She did touch-ups because she's supposed to go on at 11:38. We put in the ears and did the mic pack. We walked to the holding tent about 11:20. We told both stage managers, remember, this is not our production team. We're outsourcing our team, which we never do. We told them that the mic pack is not working. She can't hear it. It's faint. They brought her a new one, and that one didn't work either. The mic pack was dead. They changed the battery pack. She said she still couldn't hear. And the second stage manager said, it doesn't work here in the tent. It will work on stage. And so she said, great, let's go to the stage. It's now
this sounds like she is being very thorough now on second.
Right. I'm really sympathizing with her.
Right.
Hearing
but
all
let's
this.
Hear, yeah. Let's hear how it goes here. But this is her manager's
record. It is her manager.
What happened.
It's now 4 minutes to showtime. She says, I hear nothing in my ears. My ears are dead. The other...
So dramatic.
Oh, the classic dead.
So dramatic.
Okay, so she's got dead ears. The other stage manager says, it will work right when we go live. Then things start to get chaotic. They start counting her down. 4 minutes, 3 minutes. Mariah says, I can't hear. And then they say, you're going to hear when it goes live. 2 minutes. So right when it goes live, she can't hear anything. The ears are dead. They're dead. They keep saying they're dead. So she pulls them out of the ear, because if the artist keeps them in the ears, then all she hears is silence.
Right.
Which Chelsea is actually, you can attest to that. Once she pulled them off her ear, she was hoping to hear her music. But because of the circumstances, there's noise from Times Square and the music is reverberating from the buildings. Mm-hmm. All she hears is chaos. She can't hear her music. It's a madhouse. Okay. At this point, there's no way to recover.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds like a nightmare scenario as a performer.
Yeah.
Just if that's what happened, which is scary.
Just the odds that every single pack also wasn't working, like, that's insanity. That how many packs they tried.
What is up with Dick Clark Productions on that end?
They had no batteries at all.
What? Yeah, and you can't tell someone, don't worry, it'll work when you're in front of the camera and there's no other options to fix it.
Right, when you're on national television, this will 100% work. That seems...
I think the key, to me, what stood out was in that description was the moment where Mariah didn't trust the stage manager, so she took it out of her ear. So the stage manager was insistent that it was working. Or that it
but she
would
took it
work.
Out of her ear when she was on stage and it wasn't working, right?
No. Yeah, it wasn't working. She was on stage, but the stage manager said, hang in there. It'll start when we go live. It'll start working. She didn't trust him, though. So she made the choice to take it out and hope that she would hear just by hearing, out through the speakers for the audience or whatever.
Well, there's, I don't know, Chris, because there's no time, right? Because... It's showtime. If you can't hear for 2 seconds, you're like, I can't hear. I'm going to miss the song.
But she took it out before the performance.
No. She took it out right when she goes, it goes live. She can't hear anything. The ears are dead. They're dead.
They're dead.
She pulls them out of her ear.
Right when it goes
live.
So
it's all happening in the moment.
Yes.
That's fast.
She pulls it happens.
Rebecca, when you said all she could hear is chaos, I instantly started sweating from my face. Well, I feel, and I also feel like that was a good point earlier when they said that they outsource, this is not her normal production team. So maybe it was everyone's first day.
Right. Amateur hour.
Yeah. They were listen, we've just got this group of people that have never worked.
They just went to a local Sephora and they rounded up a few lively customers.
You guys seem fun.
Regular people.
Come in our van.
Just total zest for life murderer. Yeah. Well, and then I think one thing to consider is that maybe someone just made a mistake. And
human error.
And speaking of mistakes, I made a giant mistake 5 seconds ago and we didn't, or 10 minutes ago and we didn't address that at all. Rebecca, I know your name. I know who you are.
Did you
and
say?
I listened to you. I think I said Jessica. It was in my moment.
Oh, what?
And I literally,
I didn't hear it.
I'm so glad you did. I thought you guys were secretly on a group chat and you're like, this bitch. And because I was literally I said it. And then I was why did I say that? I know her name. And then
I'm going to put Jessica on the board.
No, Rebecca, I literally have been having a panic attack since that moment where I was like, Oh, remember when you
I didn't hear it. But now we everyone please rewind and find the moment where Chelsea calls me Jessica. No,
Jessica Delgado Smith.
It's when you complimented me and I was like flustered. So I was like, oh my gosh, thank you, Jessica. And then I was like,
really?
Oh my God.
How did I not catch that?
I said the wrong name. And then gosh, now everything in my house is falling apart. Literally. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, the black mold, it's creeping in.
We're all, you know, human error.
Yeah.
It's one of the most terrifying things in the world.
I want to throw in lack of trust.
Oh, that's
because look, even if Mariah Carey couldn't hear right away, if the stage manager was insisting that they would come on and she trusted him, maybe she would stick with it and it would eventually come on. Now, the other thing I want to blame is the stage managers. You just got to, because they have got to solve that problem for her.
Yeah.
In the moment, if she can't hear anything.
Now, let's talk about Dick Clark Productions, which was the production company, and perhaps Sabotage.
Oh my gosh. No. What?
Like Who Sabotage from that? Dick Clark from Beyond the Grave? Where he was like, no. Like Ghost Sabotage?
Yeah, like what are you talking about?
It's possible. Look, let's put it up on the board. This is according to Mariah Carey's Twitter statement on January 8th, 2017 says, I haven't really addressed the situation that happened on New Year's Eve, and in time I will. But for now, I want everyone to know that I came to New Year's Eve in New York in great spirits and was looking forward to a celebratory moment in with the world. a lot of things I want to laugh about, but we'll continue. Carrie said, it's a shame that we were put into the hands of a production team with technical issues who chose to capitalize on circumstances beyond our control. It's not practical for a singer to sing live and be able to hear themselves properly in the middle of Times Square with all the noise, the freezing cold, the smoke from the smoke machines, thousands of people celebrating, especially when their ear monitors were not working at all. Listen, guys, they foiled me. Thus, it turned into an opportunity to humiliate me and all those who were excited to ring in the new year with me.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
There's more.
What
there's
does
more.
She think happened? That's
like it's like conspiracy theory. It's like, I mean, like it's like that would require a lot of effort for them to like go to that length.
Imagine
right?
that. Yeah, but imagine they're like, okay, this year, who are we?
Yeah, we're
going to
get.
Well,
get
no, I think that she's. I think, but the way she just said it, it is actually like because of all the chaos, they took the opportunity to humiliate me.
Yes,
which implies like these. There are people who are like, ooh, there's a lot of confusion right now. This could be a good opportunity to humiliate.
Okay,
Mariah
perfect.
Carey.
Now we're going back to the stage manager at the time accused sabotaging the performance to get ratings. This is according to Entertainment Weekly. Carey's manager, Stella Bolotnikov. There will. I'm sorry, Stella. But even when it didn't work, when live, when she pulled her ears out, they should have cut to commercial. That says to me that they wanted a viral moment at any expense. And that's not a company with integrity for 50 something years. After the show, I called Mark Schimmel. This is verbatim. This is a verbatim conversation. I asked, what happened? He said, I just talked to my guys and I confirmed her in-ears didn't work. Couldn't she just wing it? I'm like, what are you talking about winging it? Are you on glue? He's like,
are you on glue?
Yes. So this
what is
does,
that?
I, like high on glue or something.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's a good burn.
I've ever heard. I want to do later now.
Okay, he goes, he's like, what do you want me to do? I said, I want you to cut the West Coast feed. He calls me back and says, we can't do it. So I'm like, you would prefer to air a show with technical glitches so that you can have a viral moment rather than protect the integrity of your show and Dick Clark Productions? He said, we just won't do it. Do you want to do a joint statement? And I said, no, I want you to go F yourself. Okay. So the source from Dick Clark Productions denies that the conversation ever happened. And then this is the Dick Clark Productions official statement that was put out. As the premier producer of live television events for nearly 50 years, we pride ourselves in our reputation and longstanding relationships with artists, begins the clearly perturbed statement. Okay, this is someone's commenting on it. Okay. Mm-hmm. To suggest that Dick Clark Productions, as producer of music shows, including the American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards, New Year's Rockin' Eve, and Academy of Country Music Awards, would ever intentionally compromise the success of any artist is defamatory, outrageous, and frankly absurd. In very rare instances, there are, of course, technical errors that can occur with live television. However, an initial investigation has indicated that Dick Clark Productions had no involvement in the challenges associated with Miss Carey's New Year's Eve performance. We want to be clear that we have the utmost respect for Miss Carey as an artist and acknowledge her tremendous accomplishments in the industry.
I just don't buy conspiracy, because I feel like you would have to have I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all.
No.
Because I just feel like human beings can't keep secrets. So the thought that like all these people had this idea of like, we're going to bring down Mariah Carey tonight. Like, it just, and for why? It just doesn't make any sense.
I like the idea that there are no conspiracies because humans can't keep secrets.
It's a really good point.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
It really.
It's like, we're not good enough to put this together. Like, you guys give us way too much credit that like these conspiracies are happening. Yeah. I think that's really interesting. Thanks, to me, also the indicator here, of course there are technical errors. To me, that tells me Dick Clark knows something went wrong and that they were responsible.
And they did admit that her in-ears weren't working.
Well, so. No, that was according, they denied that statement. Right. That was according to the manager.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like the tea leaves are telling me that they screwed up. And so we should definitely put Dick Clark on the board. Now, was it like, I think Mariah Carey and her manager think that they did it on purpose, or they could have cut to commercial. I think that might be another thing entirely.
Well, don't you get the sense though that perhaps, I don't know, maybe they saw an opportunity in the moment, and perhaps if it had been an artist that was very, very beloved.
Oh boy, here we go. So wait,
she's beloved, but she has a reputation, you think?
I mean, and I don't know if it's a valid reputation. All we can go off is rumors and Chelsea's hug push. Okay.
Very hard.
Which is a very hard.
Which happened.
Guys, yeah. Mariah and Isabel to be so pissed at me. I cannot even stand this. What's it going to be like? Okay.
I'm just saying, like, she's probably, I am skeptical of all the rumors being true, because I think that as a female in the music industry, you know, a very powerful female in the music industry, you're bound to get like shit talkers.
Totally. Yes.
So I'm hesitant to just be like, oh, she's a diva, right?
Right. Yeah. Unless you know her. It's like you can't confirm unless you're like,
but it does rub me the wrong way when people don't show up to rehearsal.
Yeah. Sure. Well, and I was going to say one thing, and I totally, totally agree with you, Rebecca/Jessica. I feel like when you are a woman in entertainment and then you're not always just like, okay, then suddenly they're like, what a bitch. But I will say this as well. When they talked about Dick Clark, when they said, like, we kind of thought she could wing it or whatever. I think that is the assumption that especially like any performer, things go wrong. But then you have that moment of like, okay, I'm going to like think on my feet. I'm going to get through. I'm not going to stop. And I think, I always use this example because the best concert I ever went to in my whole life is when I saw Adele at the Staples Center. It was like profound. And she literally stopped one of the numbers because she was like, oh, wait a second. And like, she stopped it because she wanted to introduce her band. She was like, I can't go any further. I have to introduce my band. And so like, you can make decisions quickly and like stop, but then come back and still perform.
Yeah. Well, it could have been an opportunity to introduce her dancers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she literally could have, like, if she couldn't sing or like hear herself well enough to sing, she, I mean, I'm like making up line for her. I mean, she could be like, Merry Christmas. She could be like, Donald Trump.
But all I want for Christmas is you.
Yeah, she could have done like a spoken word.
Yes.
I mean, listen.
There are options.
There
is
are so what, many options. Yeah.
Now, we have a bunch of stuff up on the board. Why don't we take a break, and then we'll start crossing things off the list.
Let's do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, Chris, hit us with the list.
Okay, who's to blame for Mariah Carey's disastrous 2016 New Year's Eve performance? Was it missing rehearsals, rushed rehearsals, fatigue, Donald Trump, technical difficulties, human error, Jessica, Rebecca Delgado Smith? What was that? Lack of trust, stage managers, Dick Clark production sabotage, or I cannot believe we didn't put this up on the board, but I'm just going to say it right now, Mariah Carey.
Oh. Yeah. Classic.
We do that sometimes, Chelsea, yeah. Where when the classic case, everyone's heard it 100 times, but Charles Manson murders we did, and we didn't put up on the board the people who actually committed them.
That's right. Just a little oopsie daisy on our part.
Just a little oversight. So let's throw Mariah up there for the disastrous performance of Mariah Carey.
Yeah, and while you're typing in Mariah Carey, perhaps delete Jessica Delgado Smith.
Yeah, she was not there
in America.
She's not a real person.
No, no one even knows her. Who would say that?
No, we don't know who Jessica Delgado. There probably is a Jessica Delgado Smith somewhere.
Probably.
Is there? I don't think so.
Oh.
Whatever. We'll look that up later.
Okay, I can't wait.
But was there something missing here? You guys were sort of touching on it before, but is there some kind of diva blame or diva, I don't know what you would call it, but like, I think that Mariah Carey is rightfully or wrongfully colored a diva or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that could be, you know, a perception that is perpetuated that is like negative, and yeah. because mm-hmm. of jealousies or because she's a woman in the music industry. So I don't know if we want to put something like that up on the board, because I'm only suggesting because maybe there is a, okay, so like when like a Boy Who Cried Wolf element happening here, where she's like, I can't hear. And the stage manager kind of rolls his eyes and he's like, I gave her a perfectly good like thing, you know, like she's
so
just
is it like
a
she's
diva.
A victim of diva rumors?
Diva, like yeah, like that's where I was going with that.
Male imposed diva rumors.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they're male, directly male, but it right. is a male.
Patriarchal.
Yeah, it's like a male run industry.
Yeah. Well, that is a really good point, though, of like maybe she had a valid reason to complain, but people made an assumption that mm-hmm. like she's just being difficult and not believing right. her. Oh, man.
Impose diva rumors. I like it.
Or it's like there's some other just it's like no,
that makes sense. Exactly how Chelsea described it, where it's like they didn't believe her.
Right.
One of the rumors that I heard, and I just want to say this because I want to see if any of you guys have heard this. I heard a rumor about Mariah Carey and Eminem's, something about like
that's
how she
J-Lo.
Had. Was it J-Lo?
I believe that's J-Lo.
And or removing all the green M&Ms?
Wait, what?
Or she that's only likes white M&Ms or something like that because they don't. But I heard it's because they don't. Once it was explained to me, it made perfect sense. It's because when you eat them, they don't stain. So they don't want to have like, you know how like sometimes when you eat candy.
The candy coating.
Oh, the tongue.
It paints your tongue. Yeah.
Teeth,
so
yeah.
It's they only want it white M&Ms.
Makes sense.
But what's fascinating to me is that you heard that about J-Lo, which to me just maybe proves the point that like we just believe these rumors, right? Like there's probably like who else knows a rumor
oh, I would
about
never
another
believe
star
that
in M&Ms.
About J-Lo. I would never. I will defend her to the end.
She is an angel.
She wouldn't do this. She would sing.
Yeah.
No, J-Lo would sing.
Can I just...
I have another thing to say. When we went to the Ellen show to see Mariah, J-Lo also, so they shot two shows that day and we got to see two things. And again, so now I feel so torn because I feel like I don't want to be part of the male imposed diva rumors, but mm-hmm. to see Mariah interviewed and then to see J-Lo interviewed, like the difference in just like how they exist in the world and how like J-Lo is so warm and kind and like, I don't know. Mariah is just an interesting character. Like she's just not.
Maybe it's like she grew up in like New York versus J-Lo growing up in Miami, right?
No, J-Lo is
J-Lo
Jenny
also
from
the block.
Jeez, come on, the six.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that she got.
So they're both from New York.
The six.
So they're both from New York. It's just different neighborhoods. True, I love that album.
Well,
I'm ashamed of myself.
She's from the Bronx. I know Jenny's from Jenny from the Bronx, right? And Mariah Carey was born in Long Island. I'm
Long
not sure where she grew up, what part she grew up.
Huntington. So she's out on the island. Oh, no, yeah. North Shore.
She's on the North Shore. I'm not sure. That's an interesting point, Chelsea.
Yeah, that maybe I think just inherent like differences in like personality. And I don't know, like maybe
Yeah.
She was just, I think she was so frustrated that maybe she just was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's had an interesting career with a lot of ups and downs.
So many ups and downs.
You know? And not to say, and we don't have to compare her with J-Lo, but just because the comparison has already been made.
Yeah.
It's like, so is J-Lo, though. I mean, she came back from the Bennifer, you know, video. And now she's back with Bennifer,
that too. I don't know.
I'm just saying like there have been ups and downs, but perhaps it had something to do with where Mariah was at the moment in her career and all of the feelings.
Yeah. Well, and that goes into like the fatigue and stuff like that. If she really was like maybe in a bad place and like frustrated and that could all, I mean, I feel like when I look at this list, I'm like, I feel like it's like, culmination of so many things. She was probably stressed out about Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was tired.
I mean,
there was some technical stuff. It's like, yeah. This is a
This is a cocktail.
It's a good we've got to stop knocking things off the list, but also I just want to add that to the list. I think we should put careerism up there because, you know, if people aren't like Chelsea's describing J-Lo, and we all believe her and we love J-Lo here on the show, obviously. But like, if we're not humble and have a good work ethic. I remember seeing Twitter videos of J-Lo before the Super Bowl performance where she was like practicing this one move she was going to make as she was descending from the... Yes, that one weird move. Chelsea did it.
I did it.
Chelsea nailed it.
You did a great job.
Her mic may have picked up her hair. Like, rushing into the mic.
I hurt myself. Like, it was like a moment. It's worth it.
Got it. Got to warm up before the podcast.
But it's important to be humble and it's important to go to rehearsals. So
That's my main thing. I have a problem with people who skip rehearsals.
I think that's my biggest thing with her. And like, again, that like little tidbit we have of like true insider information is like, she didn't go to those rehearsals.
Right.
So with that in mind, let's start knocking some things off this board here.
I think we can take lack of trust off.
Okay.
I also think the Dick Clark production sabotage
I think so too.
That's not,
it's not doing it for me. The stage managers, you know, we can fold human error into the stage managers.
Okay.
Or vice versa.
Well.
Now, Clayton wants to keep those stage managers up. I hear you. We can't take Donald Trump off, that's for sure.
No. Everything is his fault for the end of time.
Perhaps I'm sure Mariah would be cool rehearsals. With blaming him. She would be like, it's his fault.
We can take, I think, rush rehearsals over missing rehearsals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Agreed.
For sure.
Fatigue. Mm-hmm. That does that fold into careerism? Or?
Perhaps.
I mean, I don't know, like you can be tired, but like this doesn't seem like it's more like the technical stuff. It's not like she was just tired. So she pretended there were technical issues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, and the other thing that I'm thinking about is like her vacation was cut short, and however annoying that must have been, for sure. It wasn't like the fatigue excuse would be better. If she was like just coming off of a concert tour.
Yeah.
It's not like she was working doubles at Disney. Mm-hmm. She literally was coming from Aspen. She had a massage.
It was Aspen.
For sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Aspen leg of her tour. It was just Aspen.
It was just Aspen. And like, and maybe she needed more Aspen time, which I respect.
Yeah.
You know, but.
She had a little bit of Aspen time.
She had a tiny bit. So. She's not that fatigued. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. And even if she was coming from tour, it's not like she's on like a bus and truck, like, oh God, we're in a different city every night. Like, she's really like, I mean, I imagine her
life. She's not a bus and truck vibes girl.
Like a non-equity tour of Cats with Mariah Carey. Like, she's not like, this shit is hard. Yeah.
That would be, I would watch that show though. Like, if she had to be a background dancer on a non-equity tour of like company or some shit.
Oh my god, that
would be a really good show to watch.
You need to talk to Channing Tatum to see if he can
show done. Mega producer.
Get it together, old Chan.
Chan. Okay, so imposed diva rumors, huh? Mm. So this careerism, can that fold into the imposed diva rumors? Careerism, what that's representing is kind of like where she is in her career and all the feelings attached to that.
Yeah,
correct?
And the effort she makes at rehearsals and the sort of her just, like Chelsea was saying before, not like rolling with it like Adele would, but like, or being positive, but just sort of being like,
like a sense of entitlement, or
yeah, like there's maybe some of that going on. Now, we might want to consider rolling that into Mariah herself.
Yeah,
truly.
So we're gonna roll imposed diva rumors or careerism.
Careerism.
Imposed diva rumors is that's a different. That's like an idea.
Right.
And the technical difficulties, I feel like that's still, do we fold the stage managers into that, or do we fold the technical difficulties into the stage managers? Clayton, you seem to have very strong opinions.
I would say you fold the technical difficulties into the stage managers,
okay,
because that's their one job, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
You got to have batteries.
And backstage. It does seem like in that Dick Clark production statement, it seems like there was something wrong.
There were.
With the mic or the in-ears or whatever.
So we have missing rehearsals, Donald Trump, stage managers, Mariah Carey, and the imposed diva rumors. Is it time to take Trump off?
Yeah.
No. Yes. Yes.
It just doesn't feel right if he goes to the alarmist jail for this one.
Yeah.
Right? There's plenty of other things.
Yeah. We'll get him. We'll get him. Don't worry, guys. We'll get him.
Do we this might be unpopular. Do we take imposed diva rumors off? Because I feel like that's almost, I don't know. I feel like.
It's sort of chicken and the egg here. It's like, was it Mariah who created the diva rumors?
Right.
Or was it the diva rumors that.
Right.
What perpetuated what?
Yeah. That's
You got to think when there's smoke, there's fire. I hate to be that guy, but I do think. There are a lot of rumors.
Well, I guess. I guess if she really wasn't, wouldn't a lot more people come out in her defense?
Truly, yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I think just because, like, again, we keep going back to J-Lo, and it's not the same thing. But I feel like a lot of people back her up. Even when like one tiny diva rumor comes out about her, there's like 12 people who are like, she's literally an angel.
Yes. Well, truly. And again, I feel like I'm an excellent judge of character. And sure. I saw them both on the Ellen stage. And I feel like it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like technically speaking, she's done a slew of shows, Mariah Carey. So if I feel like she's not at every show shutting it down when it doesn't go right. Right. So, I mean, if we want to get specific about this instance,
that's true.
It's not like her diva moments or attitude or the rumors showed up in a specific way this one time. Do you know? Does that make sense? I'm trying to.
Mm-hmm. Well, but
like, to me, it's more like it's either a
pattern,
personal choice or a technical thing or someone messed up. It's not just like, oh, because she's a diva, New Year's Eve is ruined.
Well, it makes me think, like, who knows what was going on in her life, right? Mm-hmm. And perhaps she took it out on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, you know? Because in all fairness, like, she... While there are rumors of her being a diva, this was like no one saw this one coming.
Right.
Yeah.
She's a solid performer.
Yeah. Well, and like even in like the things that we talked about earlier, you know, she's had this enormous career, like spanning decades where she's consistently like sung beautifully and also proved herself by singing live so many times. So, like what Clayton was saying, too, it's not like she's done this before.
Well, at least we don't know about it.
Well,
right.
I think we got to
make a decision.
We got to call something.
This is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I think we should send missing rehearsals to the alarmist jail. And I think we should slap the stage managers.
Wow.
Because
Mariah Carey gets off.
Yeah, because and I'll tell you why I'm not sending the stage managers to the alarmist jail. It's because if she had perhaps done the rehearsal, they could have caught it.
But here's my question. Missing rehearsals is Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
She's the one who missed it, right?
Yep.
Do we send the concept of just missing rehearsals?
I don't think anyone should be missing rehearsals.
I think to back up Rebecca here, I think in this instance, we sort of give Mariah Carey, the performer, we can leave our judgment about her behind this particular instance and just say the reason why this performance was a disaster was because she missed rehearsals. It could have been somebody else who missed rehearsals and the performance would have gone badly.
So maybe it's Mariah Carey's poor decision to miss a rehearsal.
Well, that's implied, isn't it? It's
Listen, I love Mariah Carey. I don't need her in the alarmist jail, so I'm fine with this decision.
I mean, I'm sure the other prisoners would love Mariah Carey.
I want to check in with Chelsea. Yes, that would be nice. I mean, Chelsea, I want to check in with you.
Think about the holidays. Well, you know?
Yeah. And again, I'm not trying to fight Mariah Carey. But no. I also feel like there, unfortunately, is like the burden of responsibility was on her shoulders, that she didn't go to these rehearsals. And ultimately, I don't know. I feel like she has to go to jail a little bit.
Okay.
So wow. we will take Clayton's suggestion and say Mariah Carey's decision to miss rehearsals is what's going to the alarmist jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I like that.
Okay. I'm going to call it.
Is that satisfying for everyone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Stage managers, you're getting the big slap. Mariah's decision to miss rehearsals.
Yes.
You're going to the alarmist jail.
Okay. So this is by far the weirdest concept we've put into the alarmist jail thus far. It's like, I can't even picture what that would look like.
It's her sitting on the sidelines. It's just
but even now, she's on the side. She's watching her decision go to jail while she sits on the side.
She's watching her body double.
Yes.
Yes. Her body double is doing jail for her.
Oh man.
Wow. You thought this was going to be a simple one, and it just never is.
It's Mariah Carey. It's got to be complicated. She's complicated.
Oh, my God. So true. Chelsea, thank you so much for helping us get to the bottom of who's to blame for this 2016 disastrous New Year's Eve performance.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I've had so much fun. Thank you for having me.
After the New Year's Eve performance, Mariah Carey tweeted, "Shit happens. Have a happy and healthy new year, everybody. Here's to making more headlines in 2017. In November 2017, Mariah Carey and her manager of 3 years, Stella Blachnikov, parted ways. On December 23rd, 2017, Mariah decided to give New Year's Eve a second chance, announcing that she would be headlining ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest for the second year in a row. A joint statement between Mariah Carey and Dick Clark Productions stated, quote, "We can all agree that last year did not go exactly as planned, and we are thrilled to move forward together to provide America with an incredible night of music and celebration. See you in Times Square." Visit our website and let us know who you think is to blame at www.thealarmistpodcast.com and follow us on Instagram at The Alarmist Podcast and on Twitter at Alarmist The. You can also send us your thoughts via email to thealarmistpodcast@gmail.com. Today's episode was produced and engineered by Clayton Early with fact-checking by Chris Smith and editing by Molly Hockey. Additional writing by Anastasia Kousakis. Thank you to our associate producer and researcher, Alex Paul. The Alarmist is executive produced by Rebecca Delgado-Smith and the Erios Network. Tune in next week. We'll be discussing Typhoid Mary.
Erios.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.